101.5 New Country Ways, it's Katie's Country Club, and I am absolutely thrilled. On the line, we have Grammy-nominated, multi-platinum artist who has released 4 studio albums, and those albums have produced 7 chart entries on Hot Country Songs and Country Airplay, including 2 that reached 1, Let It Rain, Whatever She's Got, also a song that is in my Mount Rushmore of favorites, David Nail.
Oh, man, that is good. I mean, I need to have that recorded before I go on stage.
Some might say I nailed it.
That was about as good as I've heard, certainly recently.
I have to tell you, now, first of all, I have been a humongous David Nail fan since I first started in country radio back in 2009. And my first gig was actually here at this radio station. And this is when Let It Rain was climbing the charts. And for whatever reason, I just moved to this new town and was at this new station. That was my song that I really gravitated towards and kind of helped me get through what was a very pivotal moment of my life. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Obviously, that song was, you know, it's my first 1, 1 of 2, like you mentioned, and it was life-changing. You know, it was, I guess, technically the 3rd successful song, so to speak, that I had released when, after 2 previous ones had failed miserably. So I don't want to say that I felt like I'd finally found some footing, but it was the first time. You know, I tell my son all the time, you know, behaving well 2 days in a row is not that impressive. It's when you get to the 3rd one when it officially becomes a streak.
And I talked about this the other day, actually. I heard a cool story about Let It Rain that someone in particular who was a big fan was Taylor Swift. And is it true that you looked at her and said, mind tweeting that or posting that?
Well, you know what's crazy is that story comes up a lot now because my kids are obviously, I have 2 girls, and but even my son is, they're all Swifties, you know, and they can't get over the fact that, you know, I played 10 shows opening up for Taylor Swift. But
right.
The actual true story is she tweeted about Red Light at a point, which was my first song that broke into the top 10. And you talk about fate, it was really at a point in that song's life where it was sort of teetering on, it could disappear at any moment or it could, you know, kind of take that next step. And I remember it was a Sunday afternoon and my phone just started blowing up with text. And they were like, oh my gosh. They're like, oh my gosh, your world's about to change. And I'm just like, what?
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, and so I guarantee you at that moment in time, I was probably thinking about, like, how's tomorrow going to go? Is Red Light going to, is it going to survive? Is it going to make it another week? And so, but I know for a fact that I made it a point to, you know, thank her for, because that was back, you know, a Taylor Swift tweet, man, there's no telling how much that was probably worth. The Swifties, you know, she speaks and people immediately run to whatever it is. So it definitely, you know, had a huge effect on that song and probably my career.
Well, and you know, I have to tell you, David, I think one of the biggest tragedies in like country music is that Red Light did not hit 1. That song is just, it's beautiful. I mean, it's a sad song, obviously, but the lyrics are beautiful and it's really touching and it elicits a lot of emotion. It's a wonderful song.
Thank you. You know, I remember being at a programmer's office in Minnesota that week, and I remember him saying, man, it's such, this is maybe before I realized it was the end, and I remember him saying, man, it's just a shame that this song is not 2 weeks newer.
Right.
Because I think it would go to 1, and I just remember thinking, 2 weeks, like, this thing's been out a year. What's 2 more weeks, you know? And it just really, I mean, it devastated me.
I bet.
But I will say, like, I think Red Light is equally, I guess, as recognizable as any song really I've ever had. It's got such a unique story. It was
yeah.
such a pivotal moment in my life, both personally and professionally. I mean, my career was hanging in the balance on the success of this song. I had just met my wife. We were engaged, planning a wedding, and there were so many moments. One of my favorite stories to tell, there were so many moments where I would just, you know, get so emotional with her just saying, hey, I mean, do you still want to marry me if this song fails?
And Well, that kind of brings me right into the next thing I wanted to ensure that we talk about. You're bringing your show to Hub City Vinyl, but we're doing something a little different with this stripped down, you and a guitar. Tell me a little bit about what our audience can expect at the show at Hub City Vinyl on the 26th.
Well, let me first say that I am as excited as I have been in at least a decade. I have prepared, I've practiced, I have spent so much time just researching and going over set lists. I probably have 6 or 7 different set lists with all sorts of different songs and orders and stuff. You know, every year in the fall, for really, I would say, as long as I've done this and I've been doing it, this will be my 18th year touring professionally. You know, when you get to the fall, you'd been on the road most of the year, you were tired, especially, you know, I have 10-year-old twins, so especially the last 10 years, you know, I'd missed so much. I'd had so many phone calls with my wife, her telling me things I'd missed out on, and so it would just be like this point where I was just like, man, I can't work at this much next year. And so it just sort of was a build up, I think, over time to where this past fall, I was really at a crossroads and I just felt like something needs to change. And I didn't know how drastic that change would be. I didn't know if it was, I need to, you know, take a year off. I need to do something else.
Right.
And I just really started praying about it. And I'd confided into a couple of people that I've known probably the longest in my career. And I just said, hey, man, I really feel like if I'm going to keep doing this, I sort of need a reboot. Like I need to kind of take it back to, you know, how it started, which
right.
was me going around to radio stations and playing in conference rooms, just me and acoustic guitar. And and even before that, you know, when I moved to town and you're in your apartment writing your first songs and singing to 4, you know, empty white walls and it wasn't that I didn't love it anymore. I just needed something to sort of rekindle the fire and sort of remind me of how, you know, what it was in the beginning. And so, you know, I can remember having a breakfast meeting and I just, it was sort of the last bit of confidence I needed. And I just asked this person, I said, if you tell me right now that I'm not losing my mind and I'm not about to make the biggest mistake in my career, I said, I'm literally going to leave here and in the parking lot, I'm going to send an email and tell everybody on my team, this is what I want to do. And the guy looked at me and he said, he goes, it's not even me. It's not even my career. And I'm fired up for you. And so it just sort of unleashed this like confidence and, you know, this, this vulnerability. We've done acoustic shows before. We've never taken it down to this level since I've had any sort of semblance of success. And really over the course of me, you know, sort of preparing for these shows, it's sort of developed into almost like a documentary style show where, you know, not necessarily in chronological order, but I more or less take you from the beginning, and I mean like the first songs I've ever written to the first successful songs to the songs that failed miserably to the songs that sort of reminded me that I was a good songwriter to, of course, like the new stuff that, you know, we're starting from promotion actually today as far as a new record and a new song that comes out in a few weeks. So it's just, it's so fun. I've never been shy about sort of telling my story and talking about these songs, and I've certainly never been shy about the songs and the topics that I've discussed. And it's just really lit a fire in me. I am so excited. I'm I'm literally leaving, you know, the day before we come there, driving about halfway in my personal car. I'm going to leave the day before from my house. I'm going to be loaded up. I have no tour manager. I have no sound. I'm setting up my own merch. I'm only coming with a couple of two t-shirts, I think, and some music. And it's scary, but it's like the best kind of scary. Booking my own flights. I mean, it's just, it's been, you know, a lot more work than I've ever done, but, and it's a lot, you know, I'm not a fantastic guitar player. I'm not Brad Paisley or Vince Gill. But I feel like I've always been good enough to sort of get out of the way of the song and the story and singing and hopefully the emotion of that. And I'm just really excited. I think it's going to be, it's certainly going to be unlike anything I've ever done. And I think it's going to be really fun for me. We've done one so far. It was about a few weeks ago in Kentucky. And I remember getting there and being completely scared to death that these people were going to be like, what in the world are we watching? And it was probably one of the top five most intimate and special experiences I've ever had on stage. And so I'm super motivated. This is going to be the second one that we do. So.
Oh, awesome. One thing I really like about you, I mean, so many things, you're incredibly talented, but with this show, you're going to be doing a lot of touching upon different topics. And one thing I've always really appreciated about you, David, is how you will discuss like how you have had tough times in the past and some struggles that you've had, you know, to show people it's not always sunshine and rainbows. Like even country artists and, you know, famous people, they go through everyday things like we do as well.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the thing that I've always tried to convey to people is, you know, really the lowest point of my life was at the peak of my professional career. I mean, Let It Rain had been a number one song. We had just been to the ACM Awards for like the third or fourth year in a row. I remember we were at a birthday party for Miranda Lambert and all these people were, you know, congratulating me. And it was, and I was just, I could not get out of this fog that I was in, and I couldn't figure out, you know, it was a classic case of everybody's like, man, you got so much to be proud of and happy about. And so then you feel guilty because you're like, why can't I snap out of it? And what I've learned, you know, over the course of dealing with this now for over a decade is, you know, being able to talk about it. And a lot of times, that's obviously in song, is the healing. And it's sort of the way I have choose to deal with it. There's a certain amount of release and I guess, you know, gratification that you get from being able to share this very, you know, sensitive subjects and stuff. And then the, you know, sort of the bittersweet aspect is, you know, when people come up to you at shows or whatever, they request certain songs and they tell you how they've had an effect on them. You know, I always say it means so much. It's so flattering, but having been there, I it breaks my heart. I hate it for those people. Right. I hate, you know.
Well, and your life just shows people, too, there's light at the end of the tunnel. If you're going through a tough time, you know, at some point it's going to end. There's light at the end. And David, honestly, I just can't wait. I've always loved you and your music, but the fact that you are bringing this intimate and just down to the studs and the basic, you, a guitar, the storytelling right here to Hagerstown, Maryland. Like, we are so lucky. And the show is Thursday, February 26th. I myself will be there. I'm looking forward to just giving you a big hug. Honestly, it's really a pleasure for me.
That's awesome. Well, this is so unlike anything in my personality. It's so unlike my nature to do something this extreme. I hate being alone. The whole concept of this tour and really it is everything that I have never been prior to this point. And yet sort of stepping into that sort of unknown and that level of, I guess, uncomfortableness has sort of released a freedom inside of me that, like I said, I really, you know, I feel like there's a beauty in the, I guess, the potential for mistakes.
And yeah, absolutely.
I've worked with a lot of producers over the years that said, hey, you know, yes, that note's flat, or yes, your voice breaks there, but that sort of captures the emotion of that line. Well, the competitive person that I am, I'm like, well, that's great and everything, but I don't want people to think that I can't sing.
Right,
so let
sure.
me redo it.
Yeah.
Over time, I've realized that, you know, some of the imperfections in anyone's performance and anyone's sort of the way they convey that emotion, some of the most beautiful moments are the imperfections. And so I know there's been people that have sort of done this to certain degrees at certain points in their careers, but, you know, I really feel like this is sort of new from the standpoint of the reasoning behind it and why I'm choosing to do it. I needed this. This was the only way I was going to be able to continue making music and performing music if I was able to sort of kind of strip it all down, start all over, so to speak, from mm-hmm. the standpoint of just, you know, it's a blank canvas and we're just going to see how it goes. And I'm certainly as motivated and as enthusiastic as I've been in a long, long time.
Well, we are really happy that you chose Hagerstown to be one of your stops on this very, very special tour that you're doing. And we are very much excited to welcome you here to Hagerstown, Maryland on the 26th. It's Hub City Vinyl. Tickets are on sale now. And also, tickets coming your way next week right here to see David Nail, Hub City Vinyl on 101.5 New Country Ways.